because, you know, it's we took a little time off, you know, because no one likes us. Anyway, getting a little bit about ourselves. Zane, how was your week?
It's pretty awful.
Okay. Elaborate.
Elaborate. So, like, man, the ninjas and, oh my god. Monday morning came around. Cold. Cold Monday morning. And, you know, I did more normal thing. I got up, took a shower, got ready, did all the necessary things. In the moment that I got in my car, I felt something was off. And, like, I couldn't tell what it was. And, like, I don't know. I felt like something was moving.
Yeah.
And so I was like, I'm going to be late for school, whatever. So I parked my car, you know, down the street. And I'm like, what the hell is going on? And so I tried to figure out, like, because my my exhaust shakes and it makes a sound. I'm like, oh, maybe it's just that, whatever. No, but I opened my trunk and it's not opening. And I'm like, what is going on? So I like tried opening it from the front, tried taking a key and opening it, and it wouldn't open. So I was like, okay. And I was like, okay, but my back seats fold down. So I fold them down and I see a leg. I see a leg and I'm like, what the hell is going on? And then I realized it was my worst fear. Two ninjas specifically. An actual accurate number of my fear, two ninjas, and they slowly crawled out of my car, and, you know, for some reason I could understand their language, and they told me to pull into this parking lot. So, you know, I followed the directions, pulled into this parking lot, and as soon as I got there, they, for some reason, you know, took my clothes off, and I don't know why I was okay with it. I mean, I guess it was just like, you know, in the moment, like, everything's all heated, but, like...
So, Zane, here's what you're telling me. You're not a virgin anymore.
Not after Monday. No, no, no.
You dirty, dirty sinner. Anyway, speaking of gangbanging, my week was fine. Okay, so, basically, we're gonna have Cole on the podcast. We will. You know, so hold your clapping. Because Cole is a cheeky bitch. We wanted Cole to be on the podcast, and I think it's half my fault. I believe it's mostly my fault because I didn't tell him that we were going to be doing it at Zane's. I believe that it was going to be at my house, but I was wrong because turns out my mom was having a party with all of her worker friends. And yes, I live with my mom. Sue me. Anyway, have fun. So, yeah, Cole is going to be in there. We're going to have some fun. You know, we're going to have some good laughs. It was going to go down to the original roots of a brain dump podcast of episode one, which was the worst podcast I've ever made in my life because I didn't know what I wanted it to be. Anyway, Zane, you wanna hop on this little story I'm going on for you?
Yeah.
All right. What is your favorite type of fruit snack?
Fruit snack?
Yeah, your fruit snack. You know, you got your Scooby-Doos, you got your,
Dude, the Mott's.
The what? The Mott's?
Are you kidding me?
What's the Mott's?
It's like Mott's branded fruit snacks. Oh, no, are you asking for, like...
Yes, I'm asking for your favorite...
The smiley faces ones.
Oh my gosh, this is the grossest one.
Those are my favorite.
Those are the grossest ones.
No.
They taste like nothing.
They taste like plastic. They taste like everything. Shut your mouth.
They are the grossest ones known to man. They taste like those, oh my gosh, they taste like the Gushers, but they took out all of, like, the little Gusher parts inside of it.
They are my favorite. And
they
just, favorite. Like, left them.
They have no texture. No, the texture they have is like cardboard. It is the grossest thing
known to man. It's so good. What are you talking about?
It's lower than those fruit snacks.
Oh my gosh. I've never gotten the privilege of having anything like Scooby-Doo fruit snacks.
You're the worst person on earth. Okay, everyone who's listening, if you ever had Those smiley face fruit snacks. Do you know what I'm talking about? You know I'm not just lying to you. Like, you gotta know it's true. These are the worst fruit snacks known to man. When your mom buys them for you, you don't eat them.
No, if I did have to choose, those would be the sun-kissed ones.
Wait, the what?
Sun-kissed.
I don't know what those are.
It's so poor people fruit snacks.
Oh, no.
Probably. Okay. So,
what do they look like?
They're fruit.
Oh, so they're the fruit ones.
Yeah.
I think those are good, but
they're like in the orange bags.
Yes, yeah, those are fine. They're like, there are other ones though that are really, I don't like the really, really hard ones, because I'm like, I'm not trying to eat a pill. Like, you know, I'm not trying to eat a pill right now. I think I want a little fruit flavored gummy bear snack.
Fair.
Except shaped as Scooby Doo's face, you know, Daphne, Fred. Okay.
Oh yeah.
So I usually got, like, Scooby-Doo fruit snacks, but I also get a variety of different ones, like Finding Nemo, you know, like mm-hmm. Monsters, Inc. Monsters, Inc. were all right, but I gotta say, them Scooby-Doo fruit snacks, those were the original, the OG amazing fruit snacks. You know, they had the right flavor, the right texture, you know, the right tanginess, the right sweetness, and were just all out amazing. You know what, they were just ground-spanking and new and innovative and just so great. But I remember, so whenever I'd get, like, so this was eating food. I used to play with my food because, you know, I just couldn't handle eating food. So I was just like, okay, here's how I'll eat food. I'll segregate every single one.
All I wanted to do was eat food. What the heck?
I'd segregate my my characters. Okay. Based on different...
No.
Okay. But, so I'd separate, so, like, if I had a Fred and I had a Daphne... I'd separate those two, and I'd just have all these, like, different, like, I'd have, like, one, I'd have, like, all of them, and I'd make sure, like, okay, so if I didn't have this one person, you know, I just, like, pretend, like, you know, I had whatever. So, basically, if I had two of the same ones, I'd have to figure out, okay, which one looks disgusting, and so, basically, I would eat that one that was disgusting, and then, but I'd make it, like, a story, so it was basically, like, they're zombies. And they're trying to eat the bad people. And so then they're trying to eat... Sorry, not the bad people. They're trying to eat the Scooby-Doo friends, you know? Scooby-Doo and friends.
Uh-huh.
The Mystery Incorporated. Incorporated?
Mm-hmm.
So basically he eats them. And, yeah. So that was pretty good. That was some fun times back in elementary school and high school.
Okay.
Oh my gosh.
Oh yeah.
No, but did you ever get granola bars? Like
yeah, like the guy who looks like George Washington.
Quaker Oats.
Yeah, Quaker Oats.
The Quaker Oats man.
Yeah. He like is like, "I fight for freedom and granola bars." Like
I fight for freedom and granola.
May the US have their granola.
We move forward.
As the 13 colonies, I declare all of them to have oats.
Oats galore.
Oh my gosh.
No, but like, so, I'd hate when I used to go over to like my mom used to work, and so I'd go over to like these, her friend's house, and she'd pick me up from school. And so she'd be like, "All right, just have a snack." And I was the worst kid known to man. I mean, like, I was pretty good.
Can I have, like, four?
Yeah, I was pretty good compared to Brayden, but my brother. But, yeah, I would just eat a crap. I'd just be like, "Can I have some more?" I was like, "Please, sir, can I have some more?"
No.
"Please, sir, no. I want more."
No, you may not.
Yeah, I know. She's like, "No, sweetie, you have to go sit down and pray and do your homework."
Pray.
Sorry. But, yeah, it was just like, I was just so freaking hungry. And it was just such a weird freaking, like, contrast. Oh, okay, no. Okay, so after that, basically, my next year, my mom and dad trusted my grandparents enough to watch me, my grandma. Yeah. So I would stay over at my grandma's house, mm-hmm. like, this was third grade year, and this was, like, my favorite year of all time, because I'd go after school, and before, I'd go over to their house, and they'd make me do my freaking homework, and I hated it, because I was just like, "I just want to go pray! I just want to pray! Please let me pray!"
Yeah.
But basically, I love my grandma, but she just wouldn't care. She literally was just like... She was like, "Find something to eat." And so I'd have, like, those little, like, Little Debbie Swiss rolls or whatever. I'd have a ton of those. And my grandma, you know, she's a hoarder. But so she'd have, like, a ton of food everywhere. So I'd just pick up whatever I wanted. So I'd take a Swiss roll. And then when I was done eating that, I'd turn on the TV. I'd watch like, I was gonna say Teen Titans, yes, but I used to watch like all like the shows that would be on like Ben 10 and like, oh, what was it, Kids Next Door, and I would just do my homework and I'd be done before I even left. So I mean, I was pretty okay. That was like my initial kind of start to cartoons, even though I used to watch them. My first memory was Timmy Turner.
Oh yeah.
Fairly Odd Parents. But yeah, it was so much freaking fun. That was my love for Top Ramen, plain Top Ramen. My cousins had their friend come over and he had like a bag of like broken up Top Ramen with the flavoring in it, and I was like, that looks good. And so then I was staying at my grandma's place after school, and I was just like, let me try this. And so then I ate it without the flavoring, and I was like, I am in heaven. I am in a trash-infested heaven.
Oh my gosh.
I'm kidding. But like,
wait, did you just say without the flavoring?
Yeah, I don't eat the flavoring when I eat it plain. When I eat it plain, I don't eat the flavoring.
You don't put the flavoring on it?
No, I don't. What are you going to sue me? You going to sue me now, Zane? You gonna hold me for ransom?
I might.
You gonna hold me for ransom?
I might.
Send me to North Korea where we're gotten some stuff.
Oh yeah.
To deal with.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of North Korea, we got a friend named Charles.
Oh my gosh.
And he is my favorite person of all time. He plays League of Legends and he is like a master. Like he's not as good as my other friend who's like Diamond, but he's getting there. And I believe in 2018 he will become the best League of Legends player. No. Sorry. MOBA player of all time. And I'm just exaggerating right there. But fair. I think he's going to be pretty good. I love Charles. He's my favorite man of all time. He's my favorite Korean man. And even though we're dealing with Korea right now, I mean North Korea, I still love him. I still love that Korean little boy.
As long as he doesn't test weapons without a permission, then we're okay.
That too.
Yeah.
All right, Zane.
Oh yeah.
I don't know what else to say. So we're not ending it. No, Zane. No. What are you doing? Don't pack up just yet. Sit back down.
I'm not sitting.
Sit down. Sit back down, Zane. Come on. We're not done yet.
I'm done.
You know what? That's no attitude.
Oh.
That's not the attitude I would like to hear. Please get back in service. Okay, so I love... So, basically, if you know me, hi, Cole, love yous, thanks for listening to the podcast. Wish you could be here, kisses. So, basically, I used to go to CV, which is another school in the CVSD 356
district.
Yes. Yeah. So, basically, it's just like another school. If you know about it, shout out to your boy, Skinny Penis. But, so yeah, it's pretty fun. I switched to, U High because CV was just not very fun. And, not gonna lie, I'm digging it. I'm digging it real hard, you know? I'm digging it like Dig Dug. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's pretty good.
Same.
Zane, you're gonna start us off with a segment.
Oh.
Take us on your magical ride, magical adventure, into the unknown.
Alright.
This is...
The scary door.
Imagine, if you will, an announcer you can barely understand. He refers to it, but you're not quite sure what he said. He seems to be eating something, or perhaps he's a little drunk. It's remotely possible that he just said something about the scary door.
So, like, when I was 5 years old, my parents were because my dad was a pastor, and you know, my mom just kind of like tagged along, like, boo hoo, this is all blah blah blah. Yeah, so you know, what's interesting is like, I moved from Idaho to Spokane to Vancouver, back to Spokane, and then back to Vancouver again. So, what was interesting is when I moved back for the second time, I was about 5 years old, and I can just remember like my dad, you know, unpacking all the stuff, and like, me sitting. And so, you know, I'm like, oh, which room is mine? And he points. And so I go set all my stuff down near the living room. And I thought it was only just like a one-story house. But, you know, I guess that was like my first impression that it was a one-story house. And I never really noticed it until months later. But the calling months came, and around Christmas time, and like, the joyful season, snowing, my mom was like, oh, hey, your snow's full, blah, blah, blah. And so she went downstairs and went to grab my stuff, but there was some eerie about the door. The door that led to the basement, and it didn't make sense to me, like, how there was even a basement. And, you know, I guess what's weird is I didn't notice it. Like, it was non-existent. And, what's interesting is that my mom never came back up.
I'm so sorry.
We sent out a missing person, you know, to the police, and they thought I was crazy, you know, at the age of 6. I kept telling them that there was this door that my mom went down to go get snow clothes, and, you know, for God's sakes, my dad didn't even believe me. He just thought my mom left. You know what I mean? I don't blame him for thinking that. She was crazy. You know. And, you know, the whole thing blew over. It was really sad. My mom wasn't around, and there were speculations that started to rise, like, you know, that my dad was a killer, or my mom killed herself, but, you know, I know that that's not true, and there was a court date set where they had me, the 6-year-old, you know, tell my life story up above in front of a stupid jury who had no idea who I was, and it just all seemed eerie again. Like, where it all started in. The more that I, shit, penis in my mouth. The more and more that I looked into the room, there was the door again. And I was like, no. No, this isn't right. I thought, you know, it was just like a shadow, like they tell you that, you know, your imagination runs wild, but the door was there. It was the door to the exit, and people were walking out. And I was so confused, and I was like, well, my mom disappeared. They're all going to disappear. And, you know, and I was like running. I was like, no. I got up, you know, out of the podium. I started running, you know, tripping people over, being yelled at, you know, being cussed at, whatever. And I opened the door, and there's nothing.
Except your mom spreading her cheeks. And farting in your face. Going, I gotcha. It was a prank the whole time. Everyone starts clapping.
Yeah. You got fooled, Zane. You got fooled.
The end. Just pranked you. All right, Zane. For putting you on the spot, I give you a gold star. I give you a gold star just for you. I feel like I'm holding this thing all together, Zane. What are you doing? What? Get out of there. Get out of that bathroom. Zane, come on, man.
Sorry, I had to go do a quickie.
Come on, man. Come on.
Sorry.
Listen, Zane, you gotta hold out your urges. I know that one chick that we saw at school today. Who was like, who's making fun of me. I know you were really just invested in her, but, you know, you just gotta be Christian, man. You gotta live life of Christ.
You know, I don't know. I get incredibly turned on during these podcast sessions for some reason.
Dude, oh yeah, me too.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Zane, please restrain yourself. I'm not ready yet. Please get your hand off of my pants. Excuse me.
Oh, no. No, it's okay. No,
just wanna lay this.
No,
I'm okay. Okay. No, thank you. No, thank you. Please stop.
Hey, look, I'm gonna slowly pull your zipper down of your pants and.
Actually, I don't have zippers. Just realizing this, I don't have zippers. I have buttons. So
I'm
good
gonna
luck.
Stick my fingers.
This is my chastity belt. Nice try.
You found it. I'm gonna do it. Right now, we're gonna count down together. 3. Are you going to count down with me? Are you going to count down?
This has gone too far.
3.
No.
2.
No.
One.
All right, guys. So here's how we're gonna end the podcast. So we're gonna end the podcast with a simple improv session, because here's what I want to do. I want to get back into this improv session, because when Cole comes back and stops being a little baby boy and wants to come back and wants to... Yep. I'm done. I'm still talking, Zane. Please stop spanking that girl over there. Please send her back downstairs. Chain her up again. Zane, stop! Chain that girl back up! Chain her up! We don't pay that slick save! Put her downstairs, back again, close the door, lock the door. We can't let anyone else know about her. Shh. We can't let anyone else know. We're recording this. My child,
it's okay.
We're recording this. Shush. We're recording this, Zane. Anyway, so stop. You can't curse on this podcast. We'll get it taken down. I want to get a job in the future.
It wasn't me.
It was.
No.
It was.
No.
It was. No. All right, I'm sorry. Jessica, can you please shut your mouth? We're trying to record a podcast. We'll unlock you after this, okay? Thank you. Thank you. Stop. Do you want to go back in the cellar again? Do you want to go back? Remember that? Remember the chimpanzee that was in there?
No.
Remember your face? No. Here, no. Listen to me. I need you to shut your whore mouth.
No.
Yes. I will throw you inside the cellar with the chimpanzee. You hear him now? He's coming. He's coming for you.
No.
You better knock it off.
No.
We're recording a podcast, so either shut your mouth or you will meet. That's it.
No, please.
Thanks, guys, for listening to the podcast. New episode coming in the future. Hope y'all enjoy. Cole, hopefully, will be back soon. Thank you all so much. Have a good day. Have a good night.